Mateo, California, which is the home of Tom Brady, and a place that used to have a racetrack called Bay Meadows Racecourse, the first place at which I've called races. In my 23 years of calling races, I've probably called 35,000 races or so, Mr. Spielman. The evening Tiger D ran at Canterbury Park a couple of Fridays ago with you, Rob Brzezinski, Brandon Fusco, Chad Greenway, Phil Lodeholt, Eric Sugarman, all of our most intimate Vikings friends in this treehouse, I would say my level of anxiety during that race call was probably higher than it generally would be for a race call. After Tiger D ran fourth, man-to-man, friend-to-friend, it didn't help the cause when you called him Eeyore. And quite honestly, it hurt his feelings.
Well, it was all the distractions before. I mean, it's pregame. He's trying to get ready. You got him showboating out there around a little rink. You're taking pictures with babies. It's like, let the guy win or let the horse win a race first before you
I agree.
Go ahead and take all the pictures. It was distracted.
But I agree. But you were part of the distraction.
I sat away from the fence just like I do. I didn't
You're
come
crafty.
In there. Yeah. Let the horse get ready for the race. And, no, you guys, hell, your kids were riding on him before.
Yes, I know. I understand that. We had him in the petting zoo for people to pet and feed and everything.
About two more races, that's where he may end up.
That's not nice. Okay, this is a very sensitive subject. Well, hopefully he runs again Saturday, and hopefully he wins so I can get you a winner's circle picture, and then everybody will be happy. This is Rick Spielman, general manager of the Minnesota Vikings. Welcome back to exclusive coverage of Vikings organized team activities. I'm Paul Allen from the exclusive Wilf Family Perch, overlooking two beautifully manicured practice fields. The division champions are in progress right now. The business of it all, the Harrison Smith deal, congratulations on getting it done. Was any of it agonizing or was it easy?
It's never easy, but, you know, we worked with a great agent. We've worked with Brian Murphy numerous times on contracts, and I think we take the approach of it's not adversary at all. It's let's work together. Let's try to find common ground. And that's what we're able to do and able to lock up another one of our young, talented football players.
And it also, I would imagine, is flattering to Harrison, who, in my opinion, has earned every penny he gets, that as an organization, you didn't have to do it now. I mean, you know, he could have played under the current situation, and potentially it would have been uncomfortable, even though he's not really the kind of guy who you sense is the one who sits there every day saying, give me this, give me this, give me this, you know?
We have a history of trying to lock those guys in as they go into the last year of their contract, so he's not the first, and we'll continue to do that as these young guys come up and we feel that they deserve to get a contract extension. We will definitely explore that, and if it's a business decision on our part and the agent's part that we can get something accomplished, then I think it's a great business model to continue.
Have you watched your quarterback much today, Teddy Bridgewater?
I'm up here on the perch right now. So
you've only been here for 3 minutes. Teddy, and you watched organized team activity yesterday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and from what I understand, Teddy he's really taking a nice positive off-season step with not only organizing things, but the huddle presence and sticking the ball down the field when the conditions are good. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, no, he's had an outstanding offseason, and you can see him asserting himself as the leader of this football team. It's just the maturation of a quarterback. The more comfortable they get, the more comfortable. This is a second year in Norv's system, and so third year, going into his third year. So you can tell the confidence in the system. Confident about the players around him now that they're starting to build that rapport. So we're looking for big things from Teddy, and he's going in the right direction.
Sean Hill was his backup last year. Let's say he's his backup this year, unless Heineke beats him out during training camp and or preseason or somebody else. But what do you like about having Sean with the way he works with Teddy?
He's a great veteran backup. He's not there trying to undercut anything. He's there to support Teddy. He knows his role. He understands his role. But you still have to be able to play if something, you know, God forbid what happened to Teddy. And he's had a great offseason. He's thrown the ball very well. He's a veteran that's very savvy, understands the game, and feel very fortunate to have him.
You have some very good position battles at this stage of the equation. I would imagine it would transpire or continue into training camp, preseason, and the regular season. But what you have created, in my opinion, with the offensive line battles, that it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, like, what are you seeing with those position competitions at this stage of the run?
I believe all those guys are pushing each other. The offensive line has worked extremely hard. I know Tony Sperano has brought in the type of attitude that Coach Zimmer wants to see from those guys. It's hard because we're in OTAs and we're not in pads, and they can only go so hard. But it'll be very exciting to get down to training camp and once we get in pads to see how which guys end up rising to the top. But they're all competing very hard. They fit the profile that we're looking for in offensive linemen. We had 15. I know I was talking to Tony Sperano even before the draft, and he goes, I've never met in a room with 15 offensive linemen before we even had the draft. So we stockpiled them up pretty good through the offseason, and looking forward to that competition.
Now, one of the bigger names and or men you brought in was Andre Smith, formerly of the Cincinnati Bengals. And when you read up on Andre, for those who didn't watch him closely with the Bengals, you would hear about his feet and just how fluid he is for being such a big guy with his footwork and stuff like that. Now that you've had him here, are you seeing that?
Yeah, he's been everything we've expected, everything we watched on tape before we signed him. He's a very fluid athlete, very good in pass protection. Again, it's hard to get a gauge right now in the run game, but he's going to bring competition to that position for sure.
What do you like about San Antonio rookie tight end David Morgan?
Just watching him move around, he is extremely talented catching the ball, makes a lot of plays in contested situations, which means in tight coverage. The most impressive thing I think we're going to see in training camp is blocking. The one thing that we have seen so far through the OTAs and minicamp is him be able to move back to the fullback position, do a lot of the same things similar to what Rhett Ellison does for us. So you can use him multiple ways, not only in the run game but in the passing game as well.
Is this experience here for Moritz Boehringer, is it kind of overwhelming at this stage?
I think it's just, you know, you have to imagine yourself just a month ago getting dumped into a whole new country. You're going from maybe Division III football to the NFL level. Just him absorbing not only the speed of this game, the competition he's facing at this point, but also the playbook and just understanding concepts. And it's not just running by the Paul Allens of the world trying to cover you over in Germany. It's, you know, you have some pretty good talented corners here that are going to read your breaks. And it's all the little nuances of the game. But I know he's working extremely hard at it, and we're seeing progress with him.
One of the talented people with this organization that not a lot of people talk about, but those working close with the team know how good he is and important he is to you, is George Payton. What does George do, and like what makes him so important to what you do?
I get pulled in a lot of different directions during the day. I know that he is an excellent talent evaluator. If I'm not around or if I've got something going on, I have full trust in him being able to handle any situation from the personnel side. I know he's got a great rapport with our coaches, and I lean on him a lot as we go through and we go through the free agent process, the draft process. If I haven't seen, I try to see as many guys as I can. But if I haven't seen a guy, George probably has seen him. And rely heavily on his opinions when we come down to the final decision-making.
Minnesota Vikings General Manager Rick Spielman on the exclusive Wilf Perch this Tuesday for organized team activities. Through organized team activities, mandatory minicamp, what's coming up, then the break, then training camp. What is your level of trust into the 2016 season in your punter, Jeff Locke? Are there any concerns?
I think, you know, there were some concerns coming out. We've talked about that. He had some struggles last year just from the consistency standpoint. There's no question about his leg strength and what he can do. I know when we had our personnel meetings, Coach Prefer broke down his stats versus some of the top punters that came in TCF Bank when we played on the University of Minnesota campus. And then we broke down everything he did indoors, and he punted very well indoors. And, you know, we're looking for big things from him this year. But just like any other position, as we sit there and evaluate him like we're evaluating 89 other guys, we're going to see where he's at. And if we need to bring in competition, we will. If not, then we'll continue on with Jeff.
You've assembled a fair amount of talent with this division champion, the 11-win Minnesota Vikings. And the emergence towards the end of last season by Jerick McKinnon, in my opinion, was absolutely spectacular. I mean, when he came out of Georgia Southern, he averaged 5 yards per carry, which is fantastic for limited opportunity.
But as a quarterback.
As a triple-option quarterback, nevertheless. But the emergence, not only as a runner last year, but as a pass catcher and split out wide, and just how the offense used him all over the place. What do you think is next for him? Because, I mean, when you're running back – is arguably the best at his position in the game. Do you envision it being difficult to get McKinnon into spots where he can play more?
Oh, that'll be up to the coaches and how they see that he'll fit into the scheme and what situations during the game that he will be in. But he looked made some big plays for us at the end of last year. But you saw that in his rookie deal year. When we lost Adrian for the year, you've seen him continue to get better week in and week out. And if he didn't get hurt, I know we lost him halfway through the season, I wouldn't have been surprised if he would have been a 1,000-yard rusher by the end of his rookie year. So he has a lot of natural gifts. He's a tremendously talented athlete, and he continues to grow in that position.
Does seventh-round defensive end Stephen Weatherly have any Danielle Hunter to him? I mean, not necessarily physically, but in that he's that raw kind of guy where Zimmer works with players like that and gets the best out of them.
You know, as we went through the draft process, we're trying to look for traits at that defensive end position, pass rushers that have length, that are extremely athletic. He played up from a two-point most of the time at Vanderbilt, and a lot of 34 teams looked at him as a 34 potential outside linebacker. We felt that if we got him here and put him with his hand in the dirt and rushing off the edge, that he has a lot of those similar traits that Danielle had last year. And I know Andre Patterson was really pounding on the table for him because he thinks the kid has the potential to have some pass rush and a lot of upside to develop.
And with him and Justin Tratto and maybe some others, you have, a nifty little battle for that fourth defensive end spot, right?
Yeah, and I wouldn't forget the kid we picked up from
Zach Moore.
Zach Moore from Concordia that was with the New England Patriots. We picked him up last year, and he's came back in great shape. He's slimmed down. He was playing more of a two-gap style of scheme in New England, and we got him at defensive end, and he's had an impressive camp so far as well.
You moved on Emmanuel Lamour from Cincinnati in the offseason as a linebacker, Travis Lewis from Detroit. But also, I don't want people to forget about second-year linebacker Edmund Robinson, who played a little bit at the end of the season last year. And physically, like Danielle Hunter, if you look at Robinson and just how much physically, because he's so young, he's continuing to grow, plus he has a year in the system, what do you think of Edmund Robinson's progress?
I think, we're holding Anthony out right now, he's getting the opportunities right now to go in there with the ones. And each day, just like going a lot of these rookies that go into their second year, they're more comfortable with the system, they understand what they're doing. They play a lot faster. There's no question, again, our theme has always been size and athletic ability, that he fit all the traits we were looking for. And, the one thing that I try to watch is rookies, too. If they're not playing on defense, how are they progressing on special teams? And by the end of the season last year, he was one of our best special teams players. So those guys that are showing upside and improving through their rookie year, especially on special teams, show that they're going to probably do the same thing on defense.
Do you enjoy this time of the year, or do you start to get antsy for training camp?
No, I'm anxious to get through the mini camp, and to be honest with you, anxious to get away from football for a couple weeks here in July and kind of get the batteries recharged, because I know the expectations will be on this football team when we come back. The training camp will be a grind. It'll be a huge battle. We're going to have to make a lot of tough roster decisions because of the depth we have on this roster at this point. And, hopefully we'll stay healthy through training camp where we don't lose anyone and try to pick the best 53 we can heading into the season.
How long does it take you to emotionally recover from losses? Because I know you take them very personally.
Yeah, just like I took the horse when I lost my $2 bet. That was my wife said, geez, you got to let it go, hon. It's like still, I was talking about it this morning at breakfast.
But if Teddy throws a bad interception, you're never going to call him Eeyore. I mean, we do have a separator there, don't we?
Yes.
But those losses hit you hard, don't they?
They're hard, but the wins are as low as the losses are. The wins are, that's as high as you get for the wins when you play, too. So it's all part of the game. It's probably why you're in this game. But you're in this game to hopefully win a championship and say you're the best.
What do you like about Laquon Treadwell so far?
You know, when you watch him and you watch him run routes, he's a very polished route runner, has extremely strong hands. You know, everybody knocked him on his 40 time when he came out, but he plays a lot faster than that. And even going against some of our speed defensive backs, he's getting behind them. So there's play speed and there's time speed. And he's the one that has that play speed that shows up not only on tape when we watched it, but showing up in here through these OTAs. And this, hopefully we'll continue to see that in minicamp next week.
Thanks a lot for the chat. Enjoy the day.
Thanks for having me on.
Rick Spielman, General Manager, Minnesota Vikings. This is 9 to Noon.